Ghosts aren't just for Halloween. In fact, ghosts have close ties with happier holidays. Find out a little about it on this episode of the Happy Mastiff Holiday Special.
Happy Mastiff, Happy Mastiff, just what a Mastiff ought to be. Good evening, folks, and welcome to the Happy Mastiff Holiday Special. I'm here with my good friend, John with no H, once again. Welcome back, John with no H.
Thank you so much for having me back, happiest Mastiff I know.
It's great to have you. Did you ever find out what happened to your H?
I did.
You did?
Yep.
You want to tell me about it?
Nope.
That's disappointing. I think I know what happened.
What do you think happened to it?
I think you raised it right, and it went off to college and started a life of its own. Is that not what happened?
That's my H.
Oh, it's here. You're supposed to have no H, but there it is.
I have an extended...
How you doing, H? Welcome to the Happy Mastiff Holiday Special.
He's gone now.
It's not very
You know what
visible.
Else is sometimes here and sometimes gone?
What's that?
Ghosts.
My goodness. You're absolutely right. I was hoping to talk about ghosts tonight.
Oh, yeah.
On this holiday special. Indeed. Ghosts are often associated with Christmas. And, you know, there's that one story where they play a major role. Are you familiar with that story?
I am.
What's it called?
It's called The Ghost Who Stole Christmas.
I'd like to watch that one.
I think somebody...
Is that an animated special?
Yeah, somebody actually made an igloo out of clay.
A clay glue?
From behind somebody else's back. And ghost. That stole Christmas.
Deeply confused. Oh, that movie Ghost.
Ah!
With Demi Moore and Whoopi Goldberg and Patrick Swayze.
I've never seen it in my head. It was always Tina Turner.
For a Mastiff, I've seen a lot of movies.
Good for you.
I'm pretty well versed in movies.
All right.
We can talk about that sometime.
Maybe.
But right now we're going to talk about ghosts. And the story I was thinking of that most people are familiar with is A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
The Nightmare Before Christmas. About ghosts.
There's some ghosts in it. They're not major. I don't know. Is Jack Skellington a ghost or is he a zombie?
I think he's a skeleton.
Yeah, but he says that since I am dead, I can take off my head and recite Shakespearean quotations. Implying that there's something ghost-like about him.
So anything that's dead that's moving is ghostly?
Or a zombie. Or a vampire. Or a mummy.
Piece of meat that you're cooking.
Kind of disgusting.
Well, bacon moves when you cook it. It's dead.
It's dead and it's moving. Yes. Reciting Shakespearean quotations.
Could be. Anyway, tell me about...
I'm glad you brought up Nightmare Before Christmas because that's another... Ghosts are surprisingly frequently associated with Christmas. There's that one. There's A Christmas Carol. Been made into many, many movies. There's the original book was published in 1843, and you know it featured the ghost of Christmas past, ghost of Christmas future, and present, and
why did there need
Jacob
to be,
Marley's ghost too.
Why'd there need to be a ghost of the present?
He had lessons to teach Scrooge.
But couldn't it just be a person? I mean, if it's present.
Just some dude showing up saying, hey, you want to talk about Christmas now?
Yeah, I mean, like, it should be a ghost in the past.
There was a... There was a ghost of the past.
Right. And then it should be, like, a time traveler of the future giving a lesson.
This is a story you should write right now.
Maybe not
this
right now.
This would be a great story. You can start typing while we talk. Okay. You're using a typewriter.
Yes.
It's the 21st century. You're using a typewriter. Okay. Keeping it old school. I like that. That's fancy.
Yeah.
All kinds of fancy. What I found out, though, is A Christmas Carol...
Do you know much about typewriters?
I don't know very much about typewriters.
I've always wondered how typewriters could have a delete or an undo button.
Do they have those?
There's some models that allegedly did.
How does that work?
Maybe it puts like white ink on the last letter that you hit. I don't know.
The ink's still wet and it has a way of sucking it right off that paper.
I feel like it would just suck a hole through the paper.
Just gets the one letter. You can only do the one letter while it's still wet. If you wait too long, it's there. forever.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
But you can remove it, and it's just a ghost of itself.
Ooh. Ooh. The ghost typewriter.
That's covered
it's like
in
the
fancy
ghost writer.
Sauce. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is fancy sauce made of?
It's
bacon fanciness. Gravy.
Fanciness. Oh, I wish.
I know. That's your favorite type of gravy.
Absolutely. Bacon gravy is fancy sauce.
Tell me more about this ghost of Christmas past, present, and future.
Well, I don't
or
actually,
Jacob's ghost. Did you say Jacob's?
Jacob Marley.
Jacob Marley.
Yeah, yeah. He's the first ghost that appears to Scrooge and says, hey, more ghosts are coming. Get ready.
I'm confused. Says, we're talking about DuckTales now?
You're talking about Scrooge McDuck now.
I've never seen...
Disney did a version of Christmas Carol.
I've never seen Christmas Carol.
You've never seen it?
No.
Some versions are fantastic. Some versions, a little bit on the boring side. I'm not going to say which version, but I do recommend the Disney version that has Scrooge McDuck and Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and a whole bunch of other characters. It's a good show. Good show. Brings out the Christmas spirit.
Okay.
But
it was a ghost.
I heard it. I heard that ghost.
So what else about ghosts and Christmas intrigues you?
It goes back way farther than Charles Dickens. Because, you know, originally...
Charles Dickens, Christmas the writer of...
A Christmas Carol.
Okay.
Yeah. Wrote a whole bunch of books. But people have been telling ghost stories at Christmas time for centuries. You gotta remember, before Christmas, there was a holiday celebrated around the winter solstice. It was kind of a scary time. Dark of winter, scarcity of food, depression was high. People would come together, gather around, have to pass the time, stave off depression. They would also tell each other ghost stories.
So you tell me you've got... You tell me I got to remember this, but I can't remember it because I never knew it. So teach me about it.
Well, it's in an episode of Happy Master Holiday Special on why we celebrate in December 25th. A car just drove right through the studio. That's kind of inconsiderate.
Well,
I heard a ghost again.
So tell me about this December 25th ghost.
There's not a specific 25th, December 25th ghost.
Okay, well tell me about this
it just
famine
goes
ghost.
Back to
what would these ghost stories be about?
Time. Actually, it was kind of a time where people would remember the people that they had lost. That's kind of how some of it began. You know, loved ones, friends, and relatives that have passed on. Families are getting together and let's share some stories. And eventually they got into let's tell more entertaining stories, and then some of those stories became creepy. You know, for fun.
I don't like being creeped for fun. I like being scared for fun.
Sometimes I do.
I guess.
But I want to know, do you believe in ghosts?
I do not believe in ghosts.
I'm not sure if I believe in ghosts. There are some people that believe they're the spirit of a living person who has passed away and their spirit has remained. And
I think that's what all people believe ghosts
intelligence.
Are.
Intelligence. I'm not sure if I believe that.
Well, I think that's what all people... I think that's what the agreed upon definition of a ghost is, though.
I think there might be something present. I'm not so sure that it's necessarily a supernatural occurrence. That's just my own opinion.
Right.
I'm just a mastiff. What do I know?
Right. So I think that thing... should be not called a ghost.
What would
I think
you call it?
I would call it a presence.
A presence.
Yes. I believe that there could be parallel existence presences that cross over time to time. But I don't think that somebody who's deceased can have any sort of beingness that comes back. I think it's just something else or somebody else in a different existence. Not somebody that lived here at some point and died.
What do you, some people claim that they've encountered another kind of ghost called a poltergeist. They're kind of harmful, mess stuff up real good.
Yeah.
Do you believe in poltergeists?
No.
What do you think these people are experiencing?
Mental illness.
Really?
Yes.
Some people might disagree with you and have strong opinions. I'm not sure what they are. I'm not going to argue with you. But I know some people might argue with you.
I think that more often than not, when people wake up and find their house in disarray and think that they've heard things, it's probably them sleepwalking and doing weird things and maybe being startled after they have done it and remembering the sounds.
So a sleeping disorder.
Yes.
At work.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
And a sleeping disorder is a mental illness because it's an illness that has stemmed from the mind. There's this thing, there's this negative connotation with the word mental illness, and that needs to go away. There's all types of mental illnesses, and that doesn't mean crazy. It means an illness that's created in the mind.
Good functional people.
Yeah. So
mental illnesses.
A sleeping disorder is a mental illness, depending upon what it is, a lot of the times. So that's what I meant when I said a mental illness.
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. Well, let's see. Any other thoughts on ghosts? I don't know. I just think it's a really interesting topic. Maybe we can talk about it again some other time.
All right.
Right now, I'd kind of like to do a song.
Would you?
I would.
What type of song do you want to do?
I want to do a holiday song about ghosts.
All right. Well, let's see if we can make that happen
for you. Strike up that band. Christmas is a good time. Christmas is a good time. Yeah, Christmas is a good time. You can also talk about ghosts. That's a beautiful song. I think that's a classic. Thank you for joining us today, John with No H. Good episode, enlightening episode. Kind of a long episode, but you know, I got a little bit of a technical upgrade.
What's that?
Oh, yeah. The Happy Mastiff Holiday Special is going to sound better from now on.
Why? Are you going to cut me out of it?
No, Joe. Your H has already been cut out, and the rest of you is going to be cut out of it soon, too.
All right. Well, happy holiday special, y'all.
Happy holidays. Well, it's time to end the show. Got to end it with the Happy Mastiff theme song. I just need my orchestra to... Hey, get it in gear, guys. Yeah. Happy Mastiff, just what a Mastiff ought to be. Thanks. Good night. Happy holidays.